The experience of divine wisdom is your sacred right. Divine wisdom is what guides you along a spiritual path. It is this inner knowing that helps you to witness yourself as infinitely more abundant, loving, incredible. It is your inner wisdom that guides you to live your highest potential and to experience all that you are, even as you continue to expand and seek more. In each episode of the Wisdom Podcast, you will hear what insights, offerings, and truth have helped others conquer their fears, be resilient, live empowered and happy. You may hear your own story in some of the stories of my clients as they have healed themselves, become in control of their life, and as they have reclaimed their authentic power. Seeking a deeper understanding and meaning of life awakens us to discover our purpose and to witness the infinite beauty and joy that is so abundant. All of us are on a sacred path. When we awaken to this, we easily access the guidance of our inner wisdom, and we see the beauty of life unfolding in perfect ways to help us manifest all of what we want. I hope that each episode of this podcast can offer something relevant and timely for you, and that the sacred path that you are on is one that you choose deliberately, based on the inspired wisdom of your inner truth, as you live a beautiful and love-filled life. There are not only single moments that you awaken to. You live awake and aware as you live of the present moment. We are highly evolved beings, right? Our minds are in constant motion, always thinking, analyzing, problem-solving, visioning, contemplating. But here is the secret. We have the free will choice to do both. To live in the world inside our mind, much like living in the matrix. And we also have the ability to live of the present moment, to be fully aware and attentive to each moment in the absence of deliberation, reflection, thinking. And yet we can go back and forth between these two worlds as often as we like. We need both to thrive, actually. This is why mindfulness practice and meditation are so helpful. We are reteaching ourselves how to be present, much like we did so easily as a child. So in today's brave new world, we are surrounded by the ability to choose with awareness, with living awake to our experiences and to what it means to choose consciously, mindfully, and deliberate. Because living awake is also the precursor for living in your truth. We are rediscovering what it means to direct the course of our life, to no longer live on automatic pilot, doing what we were told we should do by others who were also told this. And we are now encouraged as a planet to question everything. To return to what we know to be true and right for us. And we can apply this awakened state of being to how we will live the rest of our life. So in this episode, I share with you one client's story that speaks to the remarkable way in which we all have aha moments. Moments of awakening to what is true. And we also have a choice in those moments. We may choose how we will live, awake and aware, or in denial, avoidance, ignoring, not wanting to know, and deliberately telling ourselves whatever will help us to feel better temporarily, even if it is not accurate. I'd like you to listen to my client's story as she came to the liberating and powerful realization that her awakened state was more than a single moment, and that she, like you, can choose a path of living awake and of reclaiming life. My client, Mackenzie, described it as a flash of light and the feeling of being wide awake, able to witness herself in the true aspect of who she is. This is called awakening. Moments of lucidity and clarity where, as Mackenzie describes, she is able to see everything as it is and instantly is aware that the opposite, the absence of clarity, is akin to being in a coma. Sometimes referred to as sleepwalking through life, at first glance it would appear that we are functioning in a reasonably effective way. But when we look deeper, we see that there is much that we are doing on automatic pilot, without contemplating, without being attentive to how we feel, and without asking ourselves if the choices that we continue to make are indeed the right ones for who we are. When you are not fully present and awake in your life, you actually forego your free will, and you are not able to live your awakened ideals. Mackenzie described how much she enjoyed the feeling of being able to see everything with clarity, and admitted that she eagerly awaited the next flash of light that she hoped would come soon. At this stage, she believed that it was something beyond her control, something that happened to her. I was about to explain how awakening was indeed a conscious choice. Each time that we make a conscious effort to look for and see what is true, we shift ourselves into present moment awareness. That is, we become awake and aware, mindful for as long as we choose to live in this state. This is akin to choosing whether you experience your life fully attentive or go through the motions of it and the feeling of not being fully in control. Mackenzie would experience more random flashes of light as she deliberately set out to live authentic, true to herself. She described how she had lived her life giving to others, being attentive to their needs and highly sensitive to their feelings. All of this in the absence of attending to herself and giving to herself what she needed. In our recent work together, Mackenzie would describe a moment of pure awareness of how she spoke aloud to herself in the mirror, a pep talk, encouraging words, reassurance for the inner child who almost backed out of going for a swim in the pool because of her worry about how others may judge her. It would have been too easy for her to back out and not do this, except that her journey now consisted of being the observer, of paying attention to how she felt and to probe deeper for answers that would explain her feelings, and to acknowledge what path she would have previously taken to quiet, stifle, recoil, to hold herself back because this was a long-standing pattern that she made habitual, even while it did not serve her authentic self. Make it a priority to be attentive, to observe and notice your choices and the thoughts that determine how you feel and what you do. Make a point of deliberately asking, what do I need in this moment? What would make me happiest right now? And What do I know would be best for me? These questions bring you instantly into the present moment, where you have the ability to choose, to be in control, to highlight a new and clearly defined path that you may then live with growing confidence. Choose the next moment and live in the experience of it fully, present and awake. Acknowledge your conscious choices. What do they mean to you? How do your choices allow you to feel? When you stop the automatic process that you have been living, and this may mean a stopping of elements of your life, such as a job that has been so demanding of your waking moments that you have felt as though the experience of it has been much like a monotonous hamster wheel that you have lived without even realizing that it was what you have done for so long, or a relationship in which you now see that you became lost in, losing yourself in the ideal of something that you were not really living. Rather, you were existing in the fantasy of what you told yourself it was, even when there was evidence all around you that spoke to the opposite of this. When you begin to ask questions of your inner nature, your highest self, and then to listen and acknowledge the answers that come, with some patience, you will likely also experience a flash of light, an aha moment, something similar to what Mackenzie described, that marks your awakened state and the freedom to choose how you will now live your life. This gateway into truth is completely yours to decide. You may not approve of everything that you see with eyes wide open. Perhaps like Mackenzie and others who go through a myriad of emotions, including sadness and regret for living so much of their life in a habitual way that rarely honored their own needs and desires, you may feel remorse or self-loathing for what you are now discovering. Please do not remain long in this state. The point to awakening is not to regret the past, but to give yourself the opportunity and privilege of reclaiming your life and of living by choice what is best and right for you. We can trace back our earliest teachings to see how we began a path that has taken us to where we are, but then we must look forward in a direction that will be sustaining and forgiving. As I explained to Mackenzie, her newfound awareness and her desire to begin living authentic may mean greater challenges in her closest relationships, places where others have become reliant on her endlessly giving nature and would not be happy with a change. In a love relationship, when one member of a couple begins to make changes in who they are and in how they live their life, it cannot help but affect the relationship dynamics, especially if the other member has become accustomed to many privileges that may no longer remain intact. For Mackenzie and many other clients who have begun living in the light of heightened awareness, it has become the most liberating experience. It has opened them to reclaim who they are, often after first acknowledging that they were lost, that they did not know themselves, that they spent a great deal of time with blinders on, nose to the grindstone, focused on a series of tasks or an end goal that perhaps really was not what they truly wanted, or a lifestyle that was not wholly fulfilling. The purpose is not to deliberate the past, but to be clear about the different way in which you will live life going forward, including reveling in the joy of giving unto yourself, since this is how you thrive. You now look to attain purposeful goals. Live in control of your choices because you are choosing consciously and with thoughtful care. And embracing all that you discover about yourself in this process. This is the beautiful and incredible life that you will have reclaimed by living authentic and awake. If you too would like my help as you open yourself to living awake and to the ongoing commitment of being self-honest and wholly truthful, please reach out to me. Let me help. Thank you so much for listening. This is Dorothy. Namaste. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes here. And then join me at dorothyratusny.com, where you can share your questions and feedback from this or any episode with me. And where you'll also find the Wisdom blog, the inspiration for this podcast, the latest online courses that I teach, my YouTube videos, an extensive library of free guided meditations for you to experience and enjoy, plus other special offerings of love. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom and to live this. Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and be love. This is Dorothy. Namaste.